Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Real, Raw, Relevant, the podcast dedicated to helping you live a more authentic and fulfilling life. I'm your host, Alicia Eads, and today we're igniting the flames within, exploring the powerful forces of fire and desire. Let's get into it. Deep within you burns a spark, a driving force that ignites your passion and fuels your purpose. That fire and desires, they're not random. They are the inner compass guiding you towards a life of fulfillment, a life filled with success and meaning. But in the chaos of daily life, that spark can become dimmed by doubt, fear, and distraction. So this podcast today, Fire and Desire, Pursuing Your Passions in Life, it's about reconnecting with that inner spark and allowing yourself to be guided on your journey. It's about turning and nurturing and honing into your authentic desires, discovering what sets your soul on fire and finding the courage to pursue it without hesitation. Passion is more than a fleeting emotion. It's a source of strength, resilience, and creativity. So we're going to focus on that, uncovering your true passions and breaking through limiting beliefs and taking intentional steps towards a life aligned with your purpose. And through different strategies and motivational insights, you'll learn how to reignite your fire, maintain that momentum, and overcome obstacles that stand in your way of being on fire. Your passions are not random. They are clues to your purpose. So when you trust your inner fire and pursue your desires with courage and conviction, you unlock a life of meaning and fulfillment, which is nothing more incredible and amazing than that. Fire and desire are the two forces that drives us, shapes us, and often leave us feeling both exhilarated and also vulnerable at the same time. Fire represents the passion inside of you and transformation and the spark of creativity, and desire, on the other hand, is the yearning, the longing, the deep-seated hunger for something more, something greater. And it's imperative to understand the fire, it transforms. It's a part of the transformation. It fire consumes and transforms, and it represents the burning away of the old to make way for the new. So that is pivotal. Passion, you know, fire ignites the passion, fueling our drive and our level of determination and creativity, being creative. That fire sparks creativity, inspiring us to explore new ideas and possibilities. I don't know about you, but I love a great spark of creativity and an aha moment when things are just coming all together. And it's so exciting, but caution. Fire can also be destructive if it's left unchecked. So you have to have a balance on it regarding, you know, how you view your fire and desire and that level of passion, because it has to be constructive. And understanding desire, you know, the different urges. So like I said, you want to be discerning and make sure that they are constructive. The yearning, desire is a deep yearning for something more, whether it's love, success, or personal growth, but just looking for more meaningful things in life. And your level of motivation, desire fuels your motivation, how motivated you are, your drive, and, you know, your willingness to pursue your goals. And it also brings out a level of vulnerability, because desire can make us feel vulnerable as we expose our deepest desires and things that we're feeling. You're like putting yourself out there. But it also, true desire calls for authenticity. You have to be authentic. So that's aligning, you know, our true wants and needs with our authentic selves, being realistic. And it's critical to balance the fire and desire. And the first thing to do that is you have to have self-awareness, understand your passions and desires and how they manifest in your life, different actions that you could do to just check in with yourself and make sure that you're feeling, you know, balanced. Mindful actions, channel your fire and desire into mindful actions, avoiding impulsive or destructive behavior. I mean, you don't want to be impulsive. You don't want to get into bad things. When I say fire and desire, we're talking about positive things, igniting positive, constructive things in your life. And also, most importantly, set boundaries to protect yourself from burnout or just feeling overwhelmed. You have to balance what you're passionate about and what you are pursuing. And the way to do that is to simply honor your needs and desires, and don't be afraid to pursue what you truly want in life. Ignite your inner fire and just simply go for it. And the way to do that, the first step is you have to understand what it is that you're passionate about. Identify your passions, what sets your soul on fire, and what activities make you feel alive and just bring a smile on your face. I can think of so many things. That's a starting place. So take that moment to reflect and be inspired and just figure out what excites you the most and embrace your creativity. Explore your creative side through art, music, writing, or any other outlet. Creativity is so imperative. And step outside of your comfort zone. Put yourself out there. Challenge yourself to try new things and push your boundaries this month. It's coming to a close, but put yourself out there and try new things and connect with your purpose. Find a purpose that ignites your passion and fuels your desires. So you have to do that. And the only way that you could be, you know, authentic and realistic is to listen to your heart. Pay attention to your intuition and your inner guidance. Trust your gut and make sure everything is aligned and be intentional with setting clear intentions for what you desire. And after you've gone through all of those steps, take action. Take that consistent action towards your goals and what you want to accomplish, and understand that fire and desire, they're the powerful forces that can shape our lives in a profound way. So are you excited? Are you ready to ignite your fire and desire, that inner spark? I don't know about you, but I'm feeling empowered. I'm feeling excited. So are you ready to discover your inner fire, identify what truly inspires you, and connect the passion and purpose together? And the only way to really embark on it is to simply overcome fear and self-doubt. And I use the word simply, but it's not that easy. So let me rephrase that. You have to overcome fear and self-doubt. And don't worry about, you know, what could happen, what doesn't happen. The only way to get going is you have to put yourself out there and you know, get over your fears and align your life with your passions. They should match up. Create a vision for your life, set those goals, and just eliminate distractions and focus on what matters to most, what resonates with you in your heart, and push through setbacks and rejections because they are a part of life, and build resilience and mental toughness. Tell yourself you got this. You're an overcomer. You can do this, and learn from all of your failures and adjust your approach. Pivot. Come up with a new strategy on what you want out of life and how you're going to get it, and sustain your passion. Develop daily habits that fuel your motivation and stay committed. Even when you don't see yourself making the progress that you thought you would make on your timelines, and protect your energy, be a guardian of your soul, and stay focused. Protect your peace and, you know, get in the zone on whatever it is that you want. Focus in on that. Don't let people distract you, and don't let them dull your inner spark. You're amazing, and everything that you're excited about and passionate about, that's important to you. So it's worth you being focused. It's worth you going after it and just pursuing your purpose. And once you're ignited and you've conquered those things and you're in the journey of pursuing your passions, your fire and desire, and your inner spark, share your story with confidence, inspire others, and support others in their journey as well. And just create that ripple effect of inspiration. I don't know about you, but I love to be inspirational and just that having that level of influence, because Your fire and desires, they are gifts that were meant to guide you towards your highest potential. So when you embrace your passions and you pursue them with courage and intention, you create a life that reflects your true self. Trust the fire within you and know that there's so much greatness ahead. You got this. So get excited, get going. Pursue your passions. Let that inner flame shine bright and let that spark grow and grow and grow into something so amazing. Inside each of us burns an inner flame. You have a light that represents your true self. We all have our passion and our potential. So that's the fire and the desire. And this flame is the source of your strength, creativity, and purpose. When you allow it to shine bright, you step into a life of authenticity, confidence, and fulfillment. So understand that it's about giving yourself permission to express it fully and let your light shine. It's about overcoming the fear of not being a perfectionist and being perfect. You have to overcome that fear of being seen, silencing self-doubt, and embracing your unique gifts. Your inner flame is not something to be hidden. It's meant to be shared with the world. So I encourage you to reconnect, get on fire, reconnect with your inner fire, strengthen your sense of self, and boldly step into the life you were meant to live. Through different strategies we've covered today and insight, I hope you have a better understanding of how to protect your inner light from negativity and fuel it with positive energy and let it shine without hesitation. You're not meant to hide. When you stand in your truth and let your inner flame shine bright, you give others permission to do the same. Your light is incredibly powerful, and let it lead the way. Let it guide you into, you know, just being your best self and identifying, most importantly, what makes you unique. Embrace your strengths and all of your gifts and let go of comparison. Stop comparing yourself to others and work on eliminating self-doubt. And be kind to yourself. Face your fears without judgment. Don't be so quick to pass judgment on yourself. Give yourself that grace. And most importantly, work on building self-confidence and resilience. Learn to trust your gut, your inner voice, your intuition. Let it be a compass to guide you. And make sure you're always fueling your inner flame. Protect your energy, protect your peace, guard your soul. Surround yourself with positive people and positive vibes. Create habits that strengthen your inner light. Share your gifts with confidence. Speak your truth without fear. And inspire others through authenticity, because your light, your fire, and your desire, that light that you let shine, and encourage others to shine and, you know, fuel their greatness as well. So create that supportive and uplifting community. Spread light and positivity wherever you go, wherever life takes you, whatever path you're on. Be present in the moment. Go for what you want and just ignite your fire. And if you are in a spot or in a predicament in life where you find it hard to let your light shine, or your light may be dim based off of some things that you've experienced, or maybe there's someone around you that's trying to dim your light, I encourage you to think outside of the box and work on getting those resources so that you can feed and fuel your flames. Because once you start shining bright and once you're on fire and once you have that movement going and that action and that consistency, you're unstoppable. So understand how special and how unique your inner flame is when you shine bright. So be bold, be audacious, be courageous, and embrace all of your unique qualities, your unique strengths and gifts. They're blessings from God. So don't let anyone dim your light or stop you from being great and being on fire and being who you were meant to be. So do what's necessary to channel that inner flame and that inner spark. Don't lose it. And if you feel that it's being dim and it's being lost, today is a new day to reignite the spark, to reclaim your inner flame and shine bright like a diamond. And always remember, life is full of so many twists and turns, and you may have gone towards your passions and worked towards something that inspired you, made your heart smile, that desire, but it didn't work out how you thought it would work out as far as your anticipation. It's okay. I encourage you to get up, get back out there, rise up, and put yourself back out there again and let your light shine. You're going to be seen regardless. So be passionate, be committed, and do what's special to you. Do what makes your heart, you know, light up, like honestly. So it's okay. Setbacks are a part of life. And sometimes when you experience those setbacks and disappointments or those curveballs, it may be challenging to get that fire going, to get that momentum going again. But I encourage you to get back at it, because once you do it, the rewards are so incredible. You're going to see yourself having a life that's fulfilling because you're doing what you're excited about, what you're passionate about. You're not doing things, you know, half-heartedly. You're putting all of your heart, all of your soul. And, you know, when you're saying passion and desire, that's something that you're so into. Whatever you're into personally, do it and do it well and be the best at it. You know, get going. It's time to get on fire again. It's time to let that spark, that inner spark, shine brightly and propel you into your future and propel you into great things. It's time to be on fire again. I don't know about you, but I'm excited and I'm ready to burn. I'm ready to burn brightly. And also, like I said, when it comes to fire and desire, and also the desires, be mindful that you're being constructive and that you're headed towards something good. We're talking about good passion, things that are keeping you out of trouble. Resist the urges. We're not talking about the temptation. So you have to have a good head on your shoulder and be discerning and practice mindfulness and understand what's a good passion and what's not the best passion to explore. You have to be logical about that and be discerning. So, but most importantly, go for it. What's better than doing what your heart desires? What's better than doing something and feeling fulfilled in that sense of gratitude and that sense of purpose and dedication and commitment? Imagine what your life is going to be like once you embark on that journey. And it's not going to be easy to just get going in that level of consistency. You have to be consistent. You have to continuously grow and constantly fuel the flame and, you know, burn, fuel that flame and, you know, get the right ingredients so that you can shine bright and be the person you're always meant to be. And if you're not on fire, you're going to get back on fire. You're going to get motivated. Today is the day. It's a brand new day, for new opportunity, new experiences, new outlook. So it's not what's happened to you. It's about where you're going. So pick your head up, hold your head up high, chin up. You got this. It's time to reignite the flame. Shine brightly. I'm a fire sign. I know I make it sound easy to reignite the fire, but listen, fire get things going. So I hope you're on fire. And if you're not on fire, don't sit back and watch the other people that are on fire and their flame is burning and wondering why they're doing so great and why they're so amazing and how things are just flowing for them. You better get on fire and ignite that fire in a constructive and a very, you know, passionate way for you. Just explore all of those opportunities and resources and put yourself out there. Fire and desire are powerful forces that can shape our lives in profound ways. By understanding and balancing these forces, we can ignite our passions, honor our desires, and live a life filled with purpose and fulfillment. Thank you, beautiful souls, for joining me on this episode of Real, Raw, Relevant. Remember, you have the power to ignite your inner spark Fuel your flame, shine brightly, be bold, and be courageous. Understand your uniqueness and know that there is no one like you. I'll see you next time, you beautiful souls, on Real, Raw, Relevant Podcast.